Welcome back to the Basement Yard. Danny, you are quarantined from another country, state.
Yes, I've moved to France. No, yeah, I'm in Florida.
You're in Florida now?
I'm in Florida now.
Do you have the camera in a completely different spot than where I am, so you're looking in two directions?
Oh, you know what? Now I don't. Now we're good.
But yeah!
I've been working more on just talking into the camera, though, because, you know, God forbid.
Whoa, is that a world map behind you?
Yeah, it is.
That's sick.
I'm smart now. No, it's not a world map. I think it's a Florida map. They show you all the places where they highlight all the places where people drink bath salts the most.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
by the way, you're in the most hated state in the country right now.
I know I am.
No one fucks with Florida, dude.
No, they do not. And then, you saw what happened with the Jacksonville beaches, right?
Oh, yeah, they opened them and everyone's like, oh, and just went to the beach.
Well, the governor or whoever was just like, you know, we'll reopen beaches gradually. We'll reopen Jacksonville. And like 25 minutes later, it was filled with hundreds of people. And I think they're bringing it back now, though. Like, slow down. Like I think they're closing them again.
I don't like. I maybe I'm just a puss machine because not a puss machine. I would say I'm just a big giant, physically a puss.
If you were a puss machine, that would be pretty. Like, that's pretty sick proclamation.
I'm just cranking out puss.
I'm a fucking puss machine.
No, I'm not. Yo, there's a guy who I think lives on my block now.
Puss
His
machine?
License plate says No, it says, I love bitches. But bitches is spelled like B-T-C-H-S or something. But it says, I love bitches, and I believe him, dude. I think he may like bitches.
He at least likes them, you know. Because at least
At
least he's saying at least he's saying he loves them. He probably treats them nice. He just calls them bitches.
I don't really know if those two thoughts kind of correlate there, but...
No, you could love a bitch. Like, what does she really mean?
Yeah. What if it said, I love women, you'd think he was a nicer guy, a Casanova, but I love bitches, he's a little rough around the edges.
He's
which I don't mind in a man. And it's a big truck, too.
This all points to little dick syndrome. Maybe he has a big throbbing cock, though. We don't know.
We don't know, but what I do know is that he has a pickup truck with a tarp that's always over it, so he could be hiding the bitches that he loves there.
Yeah, that guy, he drives an actual puss machine. I love that.
Exactly. What was I even talking about?
Oh, we were talking about how Florida, everyone hates Florida.
Yeah, I must just be a little bitch because if they opened everything right now, I'd still would probably chill.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't be, like, ready to go out and start, you know, rubbing my dick on stuff.
No. I would rub my dick on stuff, but I look at it like this. People are saying, like, you know, at some point we have to return to, like, normalcy, which is great. But if they came out right now and they were like, hey, man, everything's good. You can go back out. I'm not going out for a month.
I would be very selective with what I would do with my life.
I'm not going out.
I'm good with not going to restaurants and indoor bars. I'll go to like a rooftop bar. I think that's like my first, you know, action. It's like, I'm going to go to a rooftop bar and just kind of, you can distance yourself and be outside.
Yeah. Yeah. But the thing that scares me about rooftop bars is that the music's so loud, people have to scream. And when you scream, you spit.
That's a good point.
When you scream, you spit.
Well, there's usually not music on rooftop bars.
There are.
Well, like low.
It's always like, it's like, I'll have a fucking frozen margarita.
Dude, I think I'm making a frozen margarita today because it's supposed to be hot.
Frozen margaritas are a rooftop bar drink only.
I would fucking, dude, at my brother's wedding, apparently, because I went to my brother's wedding and I was like drinking beers, and then a waitress came by with like a bunch of margaritas on her plate. I was like, what is that? She goes, oh, these are margaritas. I had one and then drank 30.
Yeah.
And somehow didn't get an ulcer.
A frozen marg is so good. Froze is fantastic, too. You love froze.
Oh, my God. A froze?
You love froze.
Yeah, dude.
You love froze.
I think I'm 28 years old and I'm a white straight dude, but I think that in right before I was born, like my past life, I was like a middle-aged single mother who just liked to relax.
Yeah.
Because I love wine in the bath. I love a good frosé. Like I like reading in the morning. Like it's my husband left me and he took the kid.
But you're okay.
I probably
with
had
it.
Some stuff going on.
You have the dog.
Yeah,
you know, I'm just like
you know what? I'm a free spirit. I stopped shaving my vagina. I'm just letting it kind of grow, and it looks like coral when I'm in the bath, and that's it. And I drink my wine, I read my books, and you know, and then I died in my tub.
Yeah, you have a Pomsky.
And then now I'm born as this.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a
Pomsky named
I have a
like
little
Titus.
Dog that I put in my bag.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
I get yelled at every time I go to the bank because they're like, you can't bring that dog in here. And I'm like, come on, it's, you know.
And you say it's your emotional support animal, but you have, like, no paperwork for it?
Yeah.
But
that's what I've been lately.
I think I've been close, like, in my head sometimes, I'm like, I was definitely, like, a gay man in my past life.
You wish you were. Yes, you were.
I was a gay man, for sure.
You might be a gay man in your future life, like in a couple years, I mean.
I think as I was born, it was right at the buzzer.
Like someone was putting you together, like, gay or straight. I don't know, just put him out.
It's like, what do you want to do? I don't know, just tap him. And they just tapped me, and then I somehow turned out straight. I don't know. It was definitely right at the buzzer, for sure.
Yeah,
when it comes to my sexuality,
right at the bus.
So close to being gay. God damn it!
So close, man. So close.
I'm telling you. People gave me a lot of shit for coming down here, which is cool. I get it. People have DM'd me and they were like, yo, I used to be like a huge fan and like this is just it. And I'm like, okay. But I went and got
what?
Yeah, people DM'd me for coming to Florida and they were like, I can't believe you would do this.
I can't believe you've done this.
Yeah, they're like, I can't believe that you would do this. I was like, oh, so I left the epicenter of Corona, Queens, and I wanted to come down here and stay in a beautiful hotel for a couple weeks and live my life. And I got tested for Corona and I'm negative, so sorry.
Yeah.
So listen to what happens when you get on a plane, though, for those that are going to travel. So when you travel from New York to Florida, you have a mandatory 14-day lockdown, right? So I'm like, okay, that's cool. I had some symptoms before, so I was able to get a script to go get it done. So when I went to get it done, let's stay on the plane first. So we're on the plane and a guy comes up to us in a mask and gloves and he's like, hey, you have to fill this out. So now we have homework on the plane. And I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Nice.
And yeah. So he hands us the papers. He's like, fill this out. And when you get to the other side, which was kind of a weird thing to say, when you get to the other side, just drop this off. I'm like, all right, where are the pens? He's like, oh, we don't have pens. So now I'm angry.
So now you have to fill it out in blood.
Yeah, now I have to fill it out in my own urine. But now I'm just like, okay, so what are we supposed to do? He's like, when you get there, there'll be pens. I'm like, oh, okay, all right, this is cool. They got this figured out. The National Guard's going to be there. We land. I get off the plane, and I shit you not, it's a communal cardboard box of those midget pencils. And everyone that was on the plane is just rifling through this fucking box of fucking pencils. I pick up this pencil. I swear to God, I fill this shit out so fast. Chicken scratch. You know how bad my fucking handwriting is. I fill it out.
Oh, yeah.
And guess what? There wasn't a person receiving the homework. It was basically like a substitute teacher. We dropped it into another communal cardboard box. That's what that was.
What was on it?
It was like, do you have family here? Where are you going? Where are you staying? Because apparently they want, because it's 14 days, they want to send people to like find you. And be like, hey, yeah, you're supposed to be here.
I was going to ask, like, how do they, like, do them, how do they know that you're being locked down? Or like, do they check up on you, I guess?
I think the threat is...
How many people were on that flight?
Eight. There's nobody on the flight. There was nobody on the flight. That's why when I got the tickets, I was like, yo, like, I'm mad far from people. And so a day after I landed, I went and got the corona test done. And it fucking sucked.
They shoved that fucking Q-tip up into your nose and into your brain.
Dude, this woman, first of all, came over to me dressed as RoboCop. Just with, like, cheaper materials. She was just like, skirt, skirt, skirt. I was like, oh, my God. She was like, lower your window. And I was like, I lowered it. And she was like, what's your name? What's your birth date? And I told her. She was like, all right. And then she pulls out this fucking long-ass fucking Q-tip. And I'm like, okay, how much is this going to go inside me? Which is a question I've had
all
to
of it, cuz.
Which is a question I've had to ask myself many times. So I was
many
like,
said four times.
Yeah, at least. I think I'm on to my second hand with that now. So I was like, hey, right. Okay, this is gonna take 2 seconds. This woman shoves this thing so far in the back of my nose, it's in my throat. And she's like, relax. I'm like, I can't talk. I'm just like making weird gargly noises. And I was just like, I was like, she was like, relax.
You
I
sound
was
like that woman that was stomping grapes and falls out of thing.
So I was wine stomp lady, and it, right in the back of my nose. And then I was like, oh, that was tough. And I was driving off. The three nurses that were like doing the intake just started going like this. Call me a crybaby.
Son to you.
Yeah, fucking a-holes. Make fun
wow,
of me.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, like, man.
That little Puerto Rican woman.
First of all, getting there, it was like getting into Area 51. There was like a Haitian guard. And he was just like, and the car that I was in, the window didn't work. So I opened the door to tell him that. He was like, stay in your car. I was like, oh my God.
I was like, what?
Yeah, I was like, don't shoot. Don't shoot. I was like, I'm just telling the window doesn't work. And then we had to like move around the whole fucking place. But it was cool, though. Like this, it wasn't cool. It was basically like you were going to get McDonald's, but they just fuck your nose instead of give you a Big Mac.
They just fuck your nose.
Yeah, they fuck
that's
the shit.
Fucking crazy.
Oh, yeah. They fucking deep
I'm glad
my
that
nose.
You're. I'm glad that you're negative. Oh, by the way, I need to tell you something.
I knew it. This is the day.
No, no, no. This is important, and it's like, it's not a joke. I'm not joking. This is a real thing that is going to be happening in a few. Soon, it's going to happen.
Okay.
So, I received a message today of some news, right? And I want to be the one to share it with you.
Okay.
And I could sum it up in a few words, so I'm just going to say it, and I want you to know, I don't want you to ask me if it's real, I just want you to know it's real. Heather I Deep Throat is coming back.
No fucking way!
Yeah! She's coming back! She's coming back! She made an announcement.
Oh my God, yes!
So someone sent me the link.
Shut the fuck up.
Dude, first of all, the video on Pornhub is like It's exactly like the Jordan documentary. I'm telling you, I'm going to go to the website right now, and I'm just going to play it for you. And she makes a statement like she's a political figure, which she is. She's a pillar in the community,
but she's
making a comeback after a long hiatus.
My heart is going crazy,
dude. It's insane. Gosh. Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. I gotta play the video for you.
Oh my god.
I didn't know this day was gonna come. I really didn't know the day was gonna come, but it's here. It's real, and you know.
Send me the link.
Hold on. I'm playing the video out loud.
Okay.
Hold on, ready?
Yeah.
It's an ad. It's an ad.
That's fine.
Oh my god. What the fuck? There was a naked girl doing like hand signals. Okay. On the screen it says, "The Epic Wife Returns."
Oh my god.
And then here she is.
I'm Heather Harmon. Some of you might know me from my website, ideepthroat.com.
Yeah, we do.
I have some information I would like to share with you about the site. But first, I'd like to take a minute to address what's going on in the world right now.
Go ahead.
I would like to send love to everyone having a difficult time dealing with this pandemic. And know we are all in this together. So please, take it very seriously. Stay at home if you can. Use social distancing and wash your hands. We have to work together in order to get things better.
Yes.
Now, I'd like to clear up a few rumors that I've read about. Whew. First, Jim and I are still very much together.
Thank God.
And yes, thank God, we are reopening ideepthroat.com.
Ah! Let's go!
People are asking why now. We've been thinking about it for a couple years, and we think now more than ever, people might need a little more joy in their lives.
Oh, we go get it, cuz! We gon' get it, cuz!
Let's go!
The queen is back, bitch! What you know about this?
How's she look?
She looks good. She looks good.
Good for her.
Good for Jim. Here, look. I'll show you.
Let me see.
See her?
Yeah, she's ready to rock. She's ready to rock and roll.
Dude, she was built for this kind of comeback.
Oh my god. This is rattled
me down.
Dude,
I don't know what to say.
This rattled me down to the bones.
If I was being completely honest with you, right? Like, I wish I was playing my reaction up, but I'm way too excited about this.
I'm in shock. That's why.
Speechless. Bro, I thought I was excited for the 10-part Michael Jordan documentary. Now
oh my god.
Like, I'm just like, throw the doc away.
Fuck the Bulls. Gives a shit about the Bulls.
You're competitive. You're competitive. That's great. You know who's not competitive because she's on a level of her own? Heather. Okay.
Yo, this is like.
There's no need to be competitive when you dominate the game for this long.
This is like.
God came back.
This
man.
Is like if Tupac came out of hiding.
Yes.
And came back. That's the only person you could compare it to.
Honestly,
people have to understand.
I'm just glad this didn't happen on Easter, because then I'd be like, "She's Jesus. She's coming back from the
yes,
dead."
Yes, yes. And I do like that she's socially conscious. You know what I mean?
Yes.
She's out there.
Yes.
She understands. She'll probably SMD to like raise money. but I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
I don't pay for porno. Gonna think about it. And well, I thought about it.
And I'm gonna do it.
is there a pre-order? Is there something going on? Can we lock these down now?
I'm gonna think about it, and I thought about it.
You guys gotta understand, all right? If you don't know who Heather I Deep Throat is, Heather I Deep Throat has turned everyone from the age, I would guess, 27 to 35. It turned us from boys to men. This is like what the ideal blowjob was to us when we were children.
Yes.
This woman helped shape my life. I owe her that. And I owe her enough, my patronism and my patriotism, to go in and, you know, just check out and see how her and Jim's doing. I hope Jim still has that tattoo around his belly button. You never know.
It's like a sun or something.
There's so many things for me to figure out. You know what I mean? Is she going to be brunette? Yeah. Is she going to go blonde?
Is there a child in the mix?
Is there a child in the mix? Probably. But that announcement has honestly taken my breath away. I couldn't believe it. That's some of the best news I've ever got.
Yeah, that's why I had to preface it with, like, this is real. Don't ask me. It's just take it for what it is. Just enjoy the moment.
It's my dad getting out of the hospital after his heart attack, knowing he was going to survive. killing Osama bin Laden. And then I'm going to throw Heather I Deep Throat Return 3. That have caused that big of a celebration for me.
Yeah, it's crazy. 100%. If I'm Michael Jordan right now, I'm pissed off. I'm just kind of like, yo, how'd she do this? How could she do this right before my doc?
This is unbelievable.
It's unprecedented excitement.
I'm at a level of excitement where it's almost I'm almost speechless.
Do you know what's crazy, right? So Heather,
fucking legend.
She's a legend. And she's a legend, but she actually says, she goes, you might know me from my website, ideepthroat.com, LimeWire or Kazaa.
Yes.
And I was like, bitch, I know you from all those things.
I know you from everything, man. I saw that lower
Frostwire.
Oh my God. Frostwire.
Dude, LimeWire. And I found Heather. She means so much to me because I found her by accident.
Me too. Everyone found Heather by accident. You think we were looking for you? You think I've been looking for you?
Yeah, like I was looking for like a Lil Wayne song or something, like the Upgrade You freestyle. Downloaded that shit on LimeWire. I opened it, and then it was her looking at me, and there's a giant dick next to her, and she's like, she said something about Paris Hilton. That's how dated this is. She goes, Paris Hilton, blah, 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 but I bet you can't suck dick like this. And then she just engulfed a penis, and I was like, and then immediately, like, I shit, peed, and came, and I bled out my nose, and it was just crazy.
I remember my first Heather experience. I was downloading something else, but, I mean, I was downloading porn, but it was like, it wasn't like this person, it was like, oh, like, woman comes in from the pool. So I was like, all right, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Pools are cool. And then I was very young.
Love pools.
Yeah, love pools. And then I'm like, okay, all right. And then she's like, hey, just laying out by the pool, babe. She was like, yeah. And then I was like, all right, that's a dick. Oh, my God, it's gone. I was like, this whole penis is gone. Where is it?
Yeah, and that guy's got enough dick for a three.
Yeah, that guy's got a fucking hog on him. Good for Jim. Good for Heather. Good for the world.
You just did a shot. That guy's got a hog on him.
That guy's got a fucking hog on him.
Yeah, honestly, and I don't, you know, I just, like I said, in a past life, I was a middle-aged woman who was single. For some reason, I also miss Jim's dick. I just do.
Bro,
you know?
I've missed Jim's dick for 13 years. I've needed this dick. This woman has been out of my life for 13 years, and every once in a while I'll throw it back just to remember the good times we had.
Oh my God, of course I will.
Compilations out the ass.
Out the ass.
So many compilations. So many compies.
Oh my God,
what a parent.
That woman's
full of copies.
Yeah, it's Pippin and Jordan. It's Pippin and Jordan. It's just a good pairing.
Yeah. You can't have one without the other. And I'm so happy their marriage worked out.
Oh, yeah. How can it not? I mean,
the
what kind of
didn't go to their
run
heads.
Into?
The fame didn't go to their heads.
That's the important thing. That's how they stay grounded.
We could all learn something from Heather and Jim.
Uh-huh.
One of them just involves being able to make a cock disappear. But, like, other stuff about relationships.
Yeah.
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 And then it's like, hey, me and Jim are still together. Yeah, dude, you make his fucking cock disappear. I wouldn't go anywhere either.
Yeah, but at that point, where do you go?
You can't.
When you're at the top, there's only one way to go, and that's down.
And the good thing is like, yo, my wife is a legend, but for sucking me, like, not other dudes.
Yeah.
That's why.
It's a golden sitch.
It's golden. Golden. Does
golden
not.
Golden sitch.
Oh, my God. Such a golden sitch for him. It's like, yeah, my wife is a legend for S and my D, and now I get to come back and be a legend again?
Do you know, it's going to be so... it's going to be so, like, I almost want to videotape myself watching the first video she puts out, because I don't know if I'm going to be, like, horny or just, like, excited, you know? Like,
I'm going to cry. I'm going to get hyped. I'm going to get hyped. You want to know it was like, it's like a, like when he says Avengers Assemble and everyone went crazy. As soon as her face enters the frame, millions of people around America and the world are going to lose their minds.
Oh my God. I'm going to lose it. Fucking I hope she has merch.
Deep throw forever.
Deep throw forever. Yeah, exactly, dude. Avengers Assemble.
Masturbators. Assemble.
It's going to be crazy, man. And dude, listen, I can't for anyone wait. Who's out there, anyone who's out there who doesn't know what Heather is, you just go to Pornhub or wherever. It doesn't even matter where you go. You could type this into like a fucking... a charity website, and she'll pop up. Everyone knows you could find Heather. She's out there.
Now I know now I know her name is Heather Harmon, because everyone thought it was Heather Brooke for a while. Nobody really knew.
Yeah. Well, she has an alias, and she's got... You type the word Heather into your school website, you'll find her, okay? She's there. So just go look her up and see what she does. And this is coming, you know, in an age... where porn was so hard to come by. And then there was these random gems that were hidden in LimeWire, and it was just, forget about it. But she's making her return.
When did you find out this nose? This news. She could suck it down to the nose.
A woman named Holly sent me a DM. This is literally at 8:11 a.m. this morning. And it says, just wanted to send positivity your way. I really hope I'm the first one to tell you that Heather from iDeepthrow.com announced earlier this week that she's coming back this year. And I felt that was good news we all needed during these trying times. Stay well.
Incredible.
And I just wrote back, what the fuck?
See, people know that we're enthusiasts. So that's why. 2020.
I just wrote back, I'm thrilled.
Dude, she's been giving blowjobs in my life since the year 2000. I have 20 years with this woman.
Mm-hmm. She's part of my family.
I just hope it's like not like, you know, like when Jordan came back on the Wizards, like, yeah, like he still dropped 20. Like, it was cool. He had that moment in the All-Star
game.
He
had a game winner.
But you knew he was done, you know?
Yeah. I don't think it'll be like that. I think it'll be like his first comeback, hit a three-peat real fast. Like, come on.
And then might disappear again, maybe. And then come back in, like, 2040, just sucking geriatric penis.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Which it still would be good, man. Yesterday they had that Global Citizens thing, and Elton John was playing his piano and singing. I'm like, this guy still rocks.
Yeah.
Like, she's still gonna rock.
Yeah, she's gonna rock. She's gonna rock.
I
my wanna socks.
Rock! Rock! Dum dum. I want to rock! Rock! I want to cox!
You know, but she's probably gonna have to get nastier. Realistically, it's nastier times. A lot of stuff has happened, like, with the human body in 20 years.
Honestly,
she can handle
it. If she looks up to the camera and makes some sort of reference to the quarantine, I'm gonna have to go into hiding. You're not gonna see me.
Do we have
that's gonna set me off.
When's the album dropping? Just wondering.
We don't have a date. Oh. It just, this is, I'll read this. The sign says, mind you, this is the thing, right? It says, yeah. I deep throat. The legend continues. And yes, it does. It says, hi, I'm Heather. My husband, Jim, and I are restarting our website very soon. If you have any questions or comments, email me at heatherideepthroat@deepthroat.com. I personally reply to every email. I'm sending her a fucking email. I'm sending her an email right now.
Wait, she replies to every email?
That's what she said. She's going to get an email from me right now.
Yo, get her on other people's lives.
Forget that. She's getting on. We're going to have to do a Patreon.
Yeah.
She's getting on my credit card. What is it? Heather@ideepthroat.com. I'm sending her a message. What should we say? Dear Heather.
Hey, Hev.
Hey, Heavy.
Hey, Heavy. Joe and Danny here. Just let her know that she's brought us from boys to men.
Just letting you know that you have brought, that you have helped shape our very, our lives.
Yeah.
From such a young age.
From, all right. From the moment you walked in from the pool, stop.
No. Period. From the moment
you walked in from the pool and Jim was on the computer and he asked you, are you laying out, babe? I knew my life was going to change forever.
Would never be the same. I just wrote, so the subject line is Heather, comma, I love you. Then I have Dear Heather, Joe and Danny. Just letting you know, I didn't write here. Joe and Danny here. Just letting you know that you have helped me, that you have helped shape our lives from such a young age. From the moment you walked into the frame, we knew our lives
would never be the same.
Would never be the same.
Wow, bars too. And we rapped. We're writing a poem.
We did. We are. Never be the same. Hold on, I'm going to write Joe and Danny from the Basement Yard podcast here.
Yes.
Just so you know that you have helped shape our lives. From the moment you walked into the frame, we knew our lives would never be the same. You are the queen of it all.
Come on the show. Stop.
Return. Enhance.
Enhance. Enhance.
We love to have you on the show whenever you're able. We'll work around your schedule.
Yes. Yes.
Love, Alf, Alpha.
Love, two young pervs.
Oh, man.
Gosh. This is some of the best news I've ever gotten in my entire life. I'm going to go out there and say it again. And people are going to be like, oh my God, you guys are way too excited. You guys don't know the nostalgia factor that's going on here.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You bitches had Justin Bieber posters when he looked like a mushroom in your bedrooms.
Yeah.
This is our time.
Yeah, this is our Bieber.
This is our Bieber. And you know all the old women that went to the fucking LFO concerts or whatever, the New Kids on the Block shit?
Yeah.
This is our time.
Yeah.
So don't judge us, you judge.
Yeah,
me,
with all that shit. God. This one's rocked me to my core.
I dead ass sent it. Hold on, I want to make sure that I get the email correct.
Oh my God. What's her email address?
Heather@ideepthroat.com.
God.
Very simple, to the point. It just gets the job done. The message is sent. If she answers me in the middle of this podcast, I'm turning the cameras off.
Yeah, 100%. I would masturbate. I would print out that email and get it put on a t-shirt. Or frame it, hang it up in my bedroom.
Hold on, that is a great idea.
Yeah, dude.
I'm gonna do that.
If she responds,
she says she answers every email. If she answers this email, it's going on a shirt.
Yeah, and we're selling.
Okay.
It.
Yep.
We're gonna merch it and we'll cut her in.
Yeah, we should just. My mom's gonna be so confused. It's just gonna say the legend continues, and then it's gonna have the email on it.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
Let's get into the ads.
Let's get into the ads here. No, we are going to get into the ads. All right, here we go. First up, we have Stitch Fix. Okay, Stitch Fix is a personal styling company that brings you the world of fashion and style. It's a completely different and fun way to find clothes that you will love. That's all about you every time. Basically, you go on the site, you fill out some, you know, a questionnaire basically that's personalized the looks just for you, your colors, your style, your budget, a couple other things. And you pay a $20 styling fee for each fix, which is credited towards anything you keep. Schedule at any time. There's no subscription required. Plus, shipping and returns and exchanges are easy and free. Okay, so basically, you get a nice little package with new clothes, you know, that are hand-picked for you based on the things that you filled out, what kind of things that you like. Get started today at stitchfix.com/basement, and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That is stitchfix.com/basement for 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. stitchfix.com/basement. Next up, we have stamps.com, which bring all of the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer. Right now, it's a little difficult to go outside, or people don't want to go to the store or anything like that. And you can use stamps.com to send whatever you need. You could print official U.S. postage at any time, 24/7, any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. And like I said, with stamps.com, you get great discounts too. 5 cents off every first class stamp and up to 40% off USPS shipping rates. And now, in addition to offering discounted U.S. Postal Service rates, stamps.com also offers UPS services with discounted rates up to 62%. Jesus. Plus, with stamps.com, you won't even have to pay UPS residential surcharges, okay? It's a no-brainer. You're saving your time and money. You can do it from the comfort of your own home safely. It's great. And right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in basement. That is stamps.com, and enter basement, okay? Next, we have the Quip, which is a electric toothbrush that has timed sonic vibrations with 30-second pulses to guide a dentist-recommended 2-minute routine. Everyone was giving me shit because I was staying at my mom's house the other night and didn't have my Quip with me. It's in my apartment. I am very faithful to the Quip, okay? Brushing your teeth with a regular toothbrush is just not cutting it anymore, okay? And I had to do it that night, and I wasn't happy about it, okay? The Quip is amazing. It's the perfect amount of vibration. It's not spitting, you know, stuff all over the place or anything like that. also, Quip also has an eco-friendly, refillable floss with a dispenser you keep for life, an expanding string that helps clean in between, okay? And they have the brush heads that are automatically delivered on dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5, which is the best part. You basically have a new toothbrush all the time. And if you go to getquip.com/basement right now, you get your first refill pack for free. That's your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/basement, spelled getquip.com/basement. All right. And lastly here, we have BetterHelp. BetterHelp is online counseling. So if you're looking for a therapist or you want to talk to somebody, a professional, you can use BetterHelp. You can text them, call them, video chat, whatever you want. They're available. And they have licensed professional counselors who are specialized in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, trauma, anything. They're available worldwide. Like I said, there's 4 communication modes: text, chat, phone, and video. And you can start communicating in just under 24 hours, so it's a very quick thing. And if you need to switch therapists or whoever, it's a very seamless process. Best of all, it's truly an affordable option. And right now, our listeners get 10% off your first month with the discount code YARD. So why not get started today? Go to betterhelp.com/YARD. That is betterhelp.com/YARD. Okay. And there we go.
I scurried off. There's something that I've really come to realize, and I think you've known this too. I take very fast shits.
That was a poop?
Yeah, dude, I went and took a shit. I'm a what quick... I take a quick shit. I'm all business in there. I want the shit out of my ass. And so I go there, yeah, I take the shit, I wipe my ass, and I get the fuck out of there. What else am I supposed to do in there?
Some people just have a slower process. Some people they don't push. They just let it fall out of them.
Like I let it birth. Build. I let the beat build.
I like for it to be built, too. And yeah. I like for it to be knocking on, the back door and just being like, hey, I'm coming out if you don't really hurry up here.
There's no better feeling than taking a shit and you're like, all right, all the shit came out. This is the best feeling in the world. Like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, it's all gone.
Also, like, you know how good it feels to, like, have to shit so bad and you're like, I don't know if I'm going to make it. And then you make it and you're like... just flying above that toilet.
I had just two amazing things happen back to back. I cannot believe she's back.
She's back, baby.
Oh my god.
She's back. She's back.
If there wasn't a quarantine, I hate to say this, Corona's very serious, but I think we wouldn't get a lot of amazing things that are happening though. If this virus ever broke out, there is no way Heather Brooke comes out of retirement. Heather Harmon, excuse me, comes out of retirement if this isn't happening.
Who knows, man? Who knows? I mean, she played. She said that she did it for the peeps because she knows people are struggling and they need to see some Heather.
Yeah, this quarantine's really getting to me. I really need someone to just make videos of them sucking amazing dick.
You know what the funniest part about that is? That, like, do you think she sat around with her husband like, we should do this. We have to do our part.
Yeah, man. They're doing their part.
Not donate money or, like, volunteer. It's like, I got to suck your dick.
I need to suck your dick for the people.
And he's just like, yeah, yes.
That was a real that was a real conversation that they had. They're like, people are really sad. Like, I should just start sucking your dick on camera again. Oh, my God.
Honestly... Never mind. I'm not even going to say that. Actually, I'm going to say it. If at some point, I mean, I'm too old for it now, I think. But my make-a-wish would have been Heather.
Oh, my God. Yes.
100%. And she doesn't have to do anything to me. She just needs to show up with a balloon, and I'd be thrilled.
Yeah, just dress as a nurse, which she's done before.
Numerous times.
And just put a show on for me and my friends. That's it. You don't have to touch any of us. We don't want to get you in trouble.
But just show us,
just show us what you would have done to us if we didn't contract a terminal illness.
Yeah, I want to see what Jim looks like too in the face.
Yeah, I want to see Jim's face. I don't want to see his Soundgarden tattoo. I want to see his face.
Soundgarden tattoo. Oh my god, dude. What a day, dude.
Nothing can ruin this day for me.
No. It's going to be a good day.
And I get the Bulls documentary tonight.
Two episodes.
Uncensored. A lot of uncensored content coming our way. God, this is awesome.
I can't help but think, like, I'm going to watch that documentary and be like, this is cool and all. But
if the video dropped during the documentary, I'm pausing the documentary.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, dude, come on now. We're talking two goats here coming back.
Yeah, it's tough, man. It's David and Goliath there.
Oh my gosh, what a day.
What a day. Also, a yo, day. I wanted to tell you, apparently, like, so I've been having a lot of weird dreams, and if you guys are on the Patreon, you know this because I've been talking about my dreams like every day, and I've been having consistently weird dreams. Go to the Patreon, patreon.com/thebasementyard. We do a morning meeting every morning, Monday to Friday, and I've been having these weird dreams, and apparently everyone's been having weird dreams because there's like articles about it.
I've been having weird dreams.
I had a dream that I had a son, right? So it was just me, my sister, and my mom at my mom's house.
Okay.
And I was in the kitchen, and then my sister comes storming in, and she goes, "Where's your son?" And I'm like, "He's outside with Charlie. Relax, my dog." I was like, "He's just outside with Charlie." So she goes, "No, he's not." So I go outside, and I'm like, "Oh, fuck, my son's not out here." So then I open the gate, and I look up the block, and I see Charlie and my son
okay.
walking up the block, and I go, "Hey!" And they both turn around like, "Oh, shit, he caught us." And I'm like, "Get back here." So they come back, and Charlie goes in the house, and then I take my son, and I close the gate, and I get down on his level, and I'm like, "How old are you, dude?" And he goes like this. He goes, "I'm 6 months old." Right? So he's 6 months old, talking perfect English.
Fucking walking, genius.
Like, he's just like, "I'm 6 months old." And I'm like, "Exactly. That's why you can't just leave with the dog. I don't care if you're with the dog. It doesn't matter. You can't leave the yard. You're only 6 months old. You're not old enough to be walking around by yourself.
How many times do we have to talk about this?
How many times are you going to have this conversation?" So he's like, and then you know what he says? He goes, "I understand."
Damn, dude.
6 month old.
This kid's a savage. When do babies start walking? I think 6 months they could walk.
Not like how this one was walking.
He was
talking.
Fucking, he was strolling with a big-ass dog.
There was no baby accent. He was like, "I'm 6 months old. I understand. I get it.
I'm 6 months old. I'm sorry, Dad."
He literally like that. Literally. So then we get inside, right? And I put him inside, whatever. And then I go up to my sister and I go, "Shan, what's my son's name?" And she goes, "I don't know." And I'm like, "I want to ask Mom, but I'm afraid she'll get mad at me because I don't remember what his name is."
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't know. So then I finally go to my mom and I'm like, "Hey, Ma." And she's like, "What?" I'm like, "I don't get mad at me, but what's my son's name?" And she goes, "Are you fucking kidding me? You don't know your own son's name? You're letting him walk around like blah, blah, blah." I'm like, "I don't. I forgot. Like, what's his name?" And she goes, "I don't know." No one knew this fucking kid's name. And then my sister comes out of nowhere. And she goes, "Why don't you just name him right now? Because he's only 6 months old. He probably won't remember."
So he's a dog now.
But I don't know.
He's like an adopted dog.
I had a son who was insanely intelligent, speaking like a perfectly normal adult at 6 months, and I had no idea what his fucking name was. And there was no mother around. It was just me, my sister, and my mom.
Yeah, that's fine. Single father.
Single dad.
Single dad. Yeah. I held a baby last night for the first time in ages, and it always makes me think about, selfishly, that I was a fucking baby once. We were all babies.
Yeah.
We were all babies. And then we grew. And now we're huge compared to what we were.
Yeah.
And like you start growing facial hair and shit. And your vision goes. And you have problems. And you go to school. But you were a baby once. And you couldn't do anything on your own. There's a point where we couldn't do anything on our own. That's what's the wild thing.
I just think about like newborns, like when they're born, it's like this thing that's screaming was just inside of a body.
Yes.
It's like when you watch the Animal Planet and you see like antelopes, they give birth to these fully functional things that have hair and like hooves and God knows what. And then immediately they gotta start running from a cheetah.
Yeah, they come out like all like wiggly legged, and then they could like walk perfectly for some reason.
Have you ever seen an animal give birth, by the way?
Yeah,
you see humans give birth and it's like and they're just like, and a fucking cow is giving birth to a literally 200 pound fucking thing, and it's just like,
it does like that weird like one eye wink thing to get like the flies off of its eyeball. It's like,
yeah,
and the baby comes out,
just kind of shakes its ears, and then a 200 pound mass falls out of its fucking back puss.
Have you ever seen a giraffe
give
birth?
And then that's it.
A giraffe gives birth and basically just lets their kid take a fucking header.
Yeah, dude, they fall from the sky.
They fall from the sky. You're literally born out of the sky. You have no idea.
Dude, it's insane.
And also, I love
what if they land on their fucking neck?
Yeah. Now it's a really big broken neck. How the fuck are giraffes real? Let's be honest.
They're just too big.
Too big. Too big. I would love...
Way too big.
I would love to ride a giraffe.
I would do anything to ride a giraffe.
I would pay an insane amount of money to be like, yo, I'm gonna ride a fucking giraffe today.
Or to hug a gorilla? Oh...
I wouldn't hug a gorilla. I'd be too afraid.
Well, I'm saying in the event that he'd be a nice gorilla.
Dude.
Or he would know that if he hugged me too hard, he would just crush my ribs.
Joe, a gorilla could rip us in half like a phone book.
Yeah, I know.
Well, wait. Phone books are hard to rip in half. Like, pair loosely.
Very hard.
God, I'm so dumb. You ever have days of realizations? You're just like, I'm just so stupid.
Did you just say a pair of loose leaf?
I think I did. I'm rattled by all this Heather Brooke fucking news.
Joe, a gorilla can tear you in half like a pair of loose leaf.
Joe, a gorilla could rip you in half like a car. What am I talking about? This is nonsense.
Like a... Oh my god, that is funny. Like a pair of loose leaf. Oh, fuck. Yeah, no, I would love to hug a gorilla. I saw a thing the other day. I forgot who it was, but they were like playing with gorillas. Someone who's dead. I think it might have been like Robin Williams or something.
He's
playing with a gorilla.
With Coco, the gorilla, yeah. Be like, Coco, sad.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, yo, this fucking gorilla is just, like, awesome. Like, wants to hug. Like, yo, get over here. Give me a fucking hug, dude. Like, ugh. I just want to hang with a gorilla.
A gorilla would be awesome to hang out with.
One of my favorite animals, dude.
I would get, like, two gorillas and, like, maybe put them in the same room and let them hang out first, and then I would join later.
Wait, what?
Like, I would get two gorillas in one room, right? And see how they felt each other out. And then I would love to be, like, the third person. Like, hey, what's up, guys? Like, I'm just part of the family, too. And now I have two gorillas that are talking to me. And honestly, they're so enthralled by me that they kind of get jealous. You know what I'm saying? And they kind of fight for, like, my affection and my love, right? And I get to watch from, like, an elevated lifeguard seat. And I get to watch them fight for my approval. Nobody dies or anything, but it's like they're fighting for me, you know?
Okay. I'd rather just have a whole bunch of love.
Yeah, but love, I think you have to fight for love. I think people misunderstand what love really is. You know? You gotta fight for love sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's gorillas, whether it's two humans. Whether it's a giraffe dropping its own fucking baby on its fucking head, you have to fight for love.
Yeah. You think Heather and Jim fought for love? Absolutely.
Hell, yes. Heather and Jim have been fighting for love for 2 decades. They've been making people come for 20 years. That's an amazing career. That's an amazing career, and the files are there.
The Hall of Fame.
There's people, there's people that will never die. Okay? Realistically, Heather is one of them too, right? If I never made Let Me Suck Your Titties, I would die. When I died, I'd be done. Let Me Suck Your Titties is going to be around probably forever, at least while the internet's around and people are sharing titty stuff.
That's a fact.
And, you know, you have your YouTube channels. You're never going to die.
I'm going.
No. People are going to remember you for forever. And that's kind of a crazy thing to think about.
I don't even believe what you're saying.
No.
I don't think we're Heather.
What day is it? I don't even know what day it is.
It's Sunday. It's the
what
Lord's
just
day.
Came out of my mouth?
It's pure nonsense.
I'm telling you, I'm fucking rattled.
You are so flustered by this news. It's insane.
I just
flustered.
I just said I'm going to live forever. This is what this woman has done to me.
Forever young. Forever young.
I'm definitely going to watch that first video, get a denim jacket, rent an IROC, and drive around to that song as soon as I'm done.
Yeah.
Just put my fucking fist
I'm never going to die.
Crash two fucking blocks down, I crash.
I'm going to live forever. Oh, what an idiot. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. It's so funny because I actually believe it.
Someone help him.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait to watch that back. It's going to be great.
I just picture like your eyes just like trying to figure out the next word and just shit just falling out of your mouth and you're like, I don't know where I'm going, but please.
There's so many times I wish that didn't happen. Try to make a point.
Where you're just talking and you just hope that this makes sense at the end of it and you're like 3/4 through and you're like, I really don't have much words left and I haven't made a point yet. Yeah, please help me.
I need to make 6 sentences out of 4 words. Let's try this. Not great. I do believe that, though. Let Me Suck Your Titties will live on forever. That's not going anywhere.
Yeah. Oh, God.
God, man.
So funny.
Oh.
How's the weather down there in Florida?
It's hot as shit. Dude, I walked in the hallway the other day. My glasses fog up immediately. Like, there's no air conditioning on in this room right now because if it's so loud, the air conditioner, it would ruin the episode. So I have to turn it off, but I've just kept all the doors closed. I make it 65 degrees in here at night. Is that cold?
No, I would honestly SAD for it to be 65 in New York.
Yeah, man. That's why you want to know what's weird is 65 is cold to me. 65 is hot to you right now.
If it was 65, I would be outside tanning.
Yeah. Listen, this psychopath Joe was like, hey, man, we got to do this at 9 a.m. because I want to go outside and, like, just be able to sit outside, and it's going to be really nice. So I'm like, all right, that's cool. What's the weather there?
Right now?
Yeah.
Well, it's a beautiful sunny day, and right now it's 53.
This guy wants to... this is what this quarantine is doing to people. They want to sit outside in 53-degree weather. And act like they're on some fucking beach resort.
I need this. Shut up.
Yo.
It's going to warm up, though.
Yo,
it's going to be 60.
Oh, it's 89 degrees down here. I take 2 fucking steps outside, I'm fucking passing out. Dude, from the view from my suite, you could see a cruise ship of people stuck because somebody popped for corona on there, and they're just sitting in the water. They can't move. They can't be rescued. They have to wait out this corona on the whole fucking cruise ship. So literally at night, it looks like someone planted a huge fucking Christmas tree in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
But that's kind of... Yo, honestly, I don't know why people go on cruises.
I'll never go on a cruise. Just because what I'm looking at out there every night, I'm not going to ever get on a cruise in my life. I don't give a fuck where it's going.
I wasn't interested in it before all this happened. Like, I'm just like, we're just confined.
There's nothing appealing about a cruise. Nothing is appealing to me.
I feel like that's just like you're on a moving splish splash.
Yeah, and like, then I'm going to get sicky nom-noms.
Every day you're at splish splash.
I don't want to get sicky nom-noms.
And there's a casino. I heard there's jails on cruise ships, by the way.
Yeah, the brig. They call it the brig.
Make you walk the plank?
Make you walk the plank. If you were stuck on a ship because of Coroni, and it was 2 miles to the shore, would you jump off and swim?
One, I think if you jumped off of a cruise ship, it's a wrap.
No, like...
Those things are high.
Yeah, you could jump off a cruise ship, I think, and live.
Yeah, you probably could, but
look up how tall a cruise ship is. Because I could be wrong. That shit looks huge, and I'm miles away. I couldn't imagine being up close and on that bitch.
Dude. Are you fucking kidding me? 236 feet.
Yeah, I'm good. That's just gonna... You'll break your legs, yeah.
You're so fucking dead.
Yeah, that's right. I wouldn't be able to get...
No, yeah, that's right. But this one, the tallest one is 238.
238.
That's high. Dude, if it was 138, that's still high. That's like jumping off of the cliff diver at Splish Splash. That's high.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just pencil. You'll go right through the water. Fuck that. And then after that, I got to swim 2 miles? Yeah. Dude, you know how hard it is to swim 2 miles?
In the ocean, too, with a rip current. You die. You die.
I'm dead. I'm so dead. I might not get there with a paddle boat.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not.
It's tough, dude. The ocean's unforgivable.
The ocean it's unforgivable. What'd you say? It's unregrettable?
I can't forgive the ocean.
Oh.
It's unforgivable, but I meant to say it's unforgiving.
It's unforgivable what it's done to me. I can't.
I can't believe it.
I get scared of the ocean. The ocean scares the shit out of me. We've talked about this ad nauseum, but the ocean is one of those things where it's so mysterious that you never know what exactly is going on in there.
I know, but I want to see a whale so bad, dude.
How have you never seen a whale?
I live in Queens.
Yeah, but I've seen whales. If you go to Long Island, you'll see a whale. You're not that far from Long Island in Wales.
Well, I just haven't seen it yet, but I want to see a fucking whale.
You would lose your shit if you saw a whale. It's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing. I used to go whale
out of the water.
I used to go whale watching Cape Cod, and every time I saw
whiter than me.
Yeah, it's as white as you can get. But I used to go whale watching Cape Cod, and every time I saw a whale, a part of me wanted to cry a little bit because they're so majestic.
Yeah,
it's a majestic animal.
If you see its eye.
Oh my god! And it just goes frush, and I'm like, wow. That's a whale.
Yo, that thing's big.
Hell yeah. I wonder if a whale...
What kind of whale was it?
A blue whale.
Whoa, big. Those are the biggest.
Yeah, big bitch.
That's the biggest mammal on Earth.
Yeah, well, I saw one of the motherfuckers.
They got blue whales out there?
Yeah, I think so.
Get the fuck out of here. Blue whale watching New York.
Yeah. No. Cape Cod, bro.
Oh, Cape Cod.
They're. Let me see.
If I saw a fucking blue whale, my dick would implode.
Yeah, but is this a blue whale, though? I don't know if it's a blue whale.
Blue whales, I feel like they can't even get near the shore.
I feel like there's only so many of them.
I think there's mad blue whales. What the fuck's going to fuck with the biggest mammal?
There could be fewer than 200 blue whales in the North Atlantic.
Dude, they're 110 to 330,000 pounds.
Sounds like me after a fajitas night. Blue whale spotted off Provincetown. Have you ever been to Provincetown, Cape Cod?
No, I've never been to the Cape.
Talk about gay. Provincetown is like the gayest town in the world. And it's
really
awesome.
Gayer than Chelsea?
Bro, Google Provincetown gay and get back to me. Provincetown is awesome. Yo, gay
Provincetown gay.
Yeah.
Gay Provincetown guide.
Told you, dude.
The lobster pot.
Gay.
Bubbles by the bay. Okay. Purgatory.
A gay guy's.
Oh wow! Yes. Damn, these dudes are fit, dude.
Hell yeah. I'm gonna go gayest cities. Gayest cities in America. All right, here are the
dude.
Gay...
It's like yo. This is like a legit. This looks sick,
bro. It's awesome.
like if you were gay.
Yeah. It's awesomely gay.
Like, it's like a huge a parade, and like there's the pride flags everywhere. This looks like it's just a big old gay time.
All right, so this is from worldpopulationreview.com. These are the 10 gayest cities in America. You ready? San Francisco, yeah. Number one of.
Very gay.
Santa Rosa, gay.
Never heard of it, but sounds gay.
California. Seattle, Washington, gay.
Really?
Guess what number
Coffee
four
and gay.
Guess what number four is.
What? A Provincetown?
Boston.
Boston's got a gay... They got a gay crowd, huh?
Yeah, but gay. Pack the cat.
Suck your cock.
I'll suck your cock right now, right here in the car.
Hey, park your fucking car. Get out. I'll suck your cock.
Park your car. I'll suck your cock.
Park your car. I'll suck pack. Your cock. Clean off.
Go ahead and pack. I'll suck your cock.
Go ahead. Park your car. You got a wicked cock.
You got a wicked cock on you.
Watch the socks. Suck your cock.
Watch the socks. Wicked night. Well, watch the socks. You pack your car and I'll suck your cock.
Come on. Get your dick out, kid. Oh, I love it. All right. What else we got on the list?
Portland, Portland, Oregon.
Okay. I heard Portland's sick.
Yeah, I would love to go to Portland. Miami, Florida.
Or is that Portland, Maine? I don't know.
Miami, Florida.
Yeah, Miami's kind of gay.
Is the sixth gay.
I'm telling you. Listen, I'll tell you this, okay? And I'm only going to say the F word because this is what the shirt said.
Okay.
But it was like, I went down there for my buddy's bachelor party. And I was walking on the street. And it was like gay week or something. They had like a huge, they had a stage. They built this whole thing on the beach. It was huge. And it was like all like a gay celebration or whatever, right?
Yes.
So there was a bunch of gay dudes walking around and just gay people in general. And this dude walks by me with a Fila shirt. You know, Fila, like F-I-L-A.
Yeah.
But instead of Fila, it said F-A-G. And I was like, damn, that is gangster.
I was in Central Park once, and this dude just had a shirt that said Fags Rule. And I was like, that shirt is awesome.
That's fire.
Yeah, I was like, I want this shirt.
Oh my god.
I was like, dude, I want this shirt so bad. And he was just rocking that shit. I was like, good for you, man. The seventh gayest city in America, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
What the fuck? I was just talking about it the other day. I forget New Mexico's a thing.
I know. I want to go to Albuquerque really bad. I heard it's beautiful.
I'm good.
San Diego. California is gay as hell.
Yeah. It is mad gay, man. It's like you got four of the top eight.
Northern gay, southern gay, middle gay. We got all kinds of gay. Good for them out there partying hard.
Let's go.
Number nine, New York City. You knew we were going to make it on there.
Of course.
I think me personally bumped them back up into the top 10, I think. I think that's what it is. me and Barstool Pat.
Yeah.
And 10 is Portland, Maine. So there's two Portlands. Portlands are gay.
Yep.
I wonder what the gayest...
And if you're just going by the numbers, there's got to be someone on the Trailblazers who's gay.
100%. Gayest country in the world, 2020.
be doing?
The gayest country in the world is Sweden.
Really? I thought it would be like Russia or India. They have like, or China. They have like the biggest populations.
No, gayest country in the world. I'm guessing this is of openly gay people. Is Sweden? Obviously.
Why is that obvious?
Because how would they know they were gay if nobody they didn't say anything?
Oh, I thought you were saying Sweden, obviously. I was like, no.
Oh, no, oh, no, 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 just that they're gay. So they're the gayest. Austria, second gayest. Belgium, third gayest. Okay. Denmark, fourth gayest. And I'm trying to find out where America ranks in gayness. Where is it? So many places are tied for fourth. I don't know. I didn't know you could tie in gayness.
We're gonna have to make a move then,
dude. America's not that gay. We're 47th gayest country.
Really?
Yeah. This is kind of strange. There's no way we're 47th. I told you this country's going to hell in a handbasket.
No, I think we're gayer than that. Got to be gay.
As of 2020, Germany has become the largest LGBT population.
Okay.
Wow. They
really did a 180 in that country.
Yeah. We hate everyone. As we're all gay now.
It's cool. It's fine. We accept it.
He doesn't represent us. We're all gays now.
Yeah.
We're gay-scheisen.
Gay-scheisen.
You want to know what the second gayest state in America is? Texas is the gayest state behind California.
I feel like they're...
New York's the third gayest state. We're huge populations.
I think Texas is making a turn
for the gayest.
For the gay, yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah, they're making
a turn. I don't know why.
Oh yeah, and also to the person that keeps trying to hack into the Basement Yard Instagram, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna fucking kill you. Stop doing that. God, pisses me off. Every email, somebody tried to get into the fucking Basement Yard fucking Instagram. What do you want to do in there?
Yeah, I don't know what you're going to do with that account. Everything you see is what you get.
Everything you see is what you get. What, you want to go into the DMs and find those pictures of my dick that I sent to Heather Harmon? Because those don't exist. I didn't just do that when I went to the bathroom.
Does she have an Instagram?
I don't know. Getting on it.
Hold on.
I doubt it.
Heather Harmon? Heather Brooke. Ah!
It's not real.
This isn't her. Oh my god, who is this? Oh god. The Heather Brooke. Bro, I thought it was her. I'm like, oh my god, look at her family. This is just an old woman who is an entertainment reporter for NBC LA.
Can't have them all. Can't win them all. Can't win them all.
Can't win them all.
What a day.
All right. I think we should wrap this up.
Yeah, for sure.
It's been a pretty good episode here. We've had quite a few breakthroughs.
Fuck yeah.
What an episode. Anyway, Danny, where can they find you, bud?
You can find me at Danny LoPriori on Instagram and Twitter. And please make sure to go check out the Stank Podcast with me and Mr. Frank Alvarez at the Stank Podcast on Instagram and YouTube. And check out our Patreon, patreon.com/thestankpodcast. We're still giving gifts away during these wild quarantine times. Okay? So, you know, we give away video games. We give away Amazon gift cards. We give away a bunch of stuff. So come and check us out. And I love you all. Stay safe and peace.
Guys, you can follow me at Joe Santagato. Go follow the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Joe Santagato. Videos coming out every Tuesday now. Also, go follow The Basement Yard on Instagram at The Basement Yard. Stop trying to log into it.
Yeah.
And that is all, I guess. See you guys next time.
All right, I miss you. I love you. I want you to hold me at night.
I want you, yes. Massage me with oils.
Yes.